July. Reading about sensational kids. I want to find out more about sensational kids. I'm joined by Karen Lee and Mary Lucy. Karen is the CEO and the founder of Sensational Kids, and Mary is a senior occupational therapist. I'll go to you first, Karen, and good morning. What is Sensational Kids?
Yeah, so Sensational Kids is a social enterprise that I founded myself to provide affordable and accessible therapy services for children of all abilities, but in particular children with additional needs. So we set up Sensational Kids in Kildare over 14 years ago. Just me, myself as a parent, literally around my kitchen table with the help of family and friends based on my own children's needs. So I have children who have dyspraxia, which is a very common condition, affects children in every classroom in Ireland. And at the time, we were just unable to find, like many other parents in Ireland, services like occupational therapy and speech and language therapy for my own children. So purely out of frustration, we set up Sensational Kids as a not-for-profit organisation, because my own values, I felt that people shouldn't be profiting out of these services. So we set Sensational Kids up as a social enterprise with charitable status to provide services like speech and language therapy and occupational therapy for all children. And it completely snowballed, PJ, since we started. As you can imagine, we now know there's over 70,000 children in this country who are waiting for services like occupational therapy and speech and language therapy, which should be readily available, but sadly are not. And we grew our services and scaled our social impact quite significantly. And 4 years ago in 2018, we opened our second centre in Clonakilty there in West Cork, which has been a great success and provides a huge and much badly needed service for families in the community there. And we now have four centres around the country. In addition to Clonakilty and Kildare, we have one in Claremorris and Mayo and Clonus in County Monaghan as well. To date, we have supported 9,000 children, all ages and all abilities, since we opened our doors. So it's really all about helping the families. As a not-for-profit organisation, the key difference with Sensational Kids is that we bridge the gap between public and private services.
How are you funded, though?
Yeah, so we're self-funded on a social enterprise model, which is what most people wouldn't understand social enterprise and what it is. But basically what it means is that it's a business like any other business. We run it like a business. Yes, we do have charitable status and we do rely on donations and grants and fundraising as well. But we also take our traded income that we have. If you look on our website, you'll see we have an online store as well that sells educational toys. But all profits are reinvested back into the organisation. And that's the key difference with being a social enterprise. So typically profits would be distributed to shareholders or owners, but there are no owners to a social enterprise. Right. We're governed by a voluntary board of directors. So nobody owns Sensational Kids. People often think that I do, but I actually don't. I'm just an employee like anybody else.
One assumes, though, that you have to pay professionals who provide you with a service.
Absolutely. So we employ over 30 people around the country now. Many who are in full-time employment, and we're still growing and recruiting. We're currently recruiting therapists at the minute as well. But we generate our own income. We subsidise our fees, so parents pay a contribution towards the cost of the services. We take the profits from our online store. We provide training workshops for parents and teachers. We take the profits from those to reinvest back into the organisation. And we're lucky to get a number of grants and donations and fundraised income as well. So combined, all of that income helps us balance our books at the end of the year, and any profits then are reinvested back into growing the organisation as well.
I see. So four centres, including one down in West Cork. Let me bring in Mary Lucy now. Stay there, Karen. Mary is a senior occupational therapist with Sensational Kids. I had never heard of this, Mary. It's a wonderful, wonderful organisation. Good morning. How did you get involved?
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And look, I feel very privileged to work in Sensational Kids. I started here in September 2018 when we opened the centre in West Cork. And I've witnessed it grow and develop since that time. So we have occupational therapy, speech and language therapy and play therapy currently here on site in Clonakilty. And we typically support more than 100 children every week. As we know, there's children on waiting lists all over the country. It's very hard to get services for the children that need them. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to support as many children as possible. So we predominantly serve the children of Clonakilty and West Cork, but we find that we even have families travelling from Cork City, East Cork, and even other counties in Munster, because I suppose we provide accessible therapy services. Mm-hmm. We're constantly, I suppose, trying to develop with the demands of services as well. And just recently, we have decided to run groups for the summer so that we can maximise, see more children, offer more support. And also a very exciting school partnership programme, which would mean that we would have occupational therapists working directly on the ground in schools. So providing, assessment, intervention, groups, teacher training. Mm. It's particularly important for those parents who, perhaps can't get children to therapy appointments during the day. And that's how we're hoping to deliver more of an impact.
The obvious question that'll be coming into the mind of a parent, I suspect, Mary, is, how do I get involved here? How do I get a service? Do I have to get referred by someone? What do I do?
Yeah, no, and that's a part of what we try and do. We want to be as accessible as possible so parents can self-refer. And they call our amazing clinical administration staff here at reception, and they can refer the child in directly themselves.
Right. And I assume, because in all such wonderful things, there's a waiting list.
Yes, look, at present we do have a waiting list. We are recruiting, but we're also constantly trying to develop ways to access and provide support to people who are on the waiting list. So at the moment we are doing virtual parent consultation sessions. So that's a way of, having a discussion, giving the parent the opportunity to have a discussion with a professional around their concerns and to give them kind of tips and strategies to implement in the meantime. The groups will be another way of providing support to those who are waiting for maybe one-to-one intervention.
Come back to you, Karen, for a second. Again, this is a new discovery for me, and I'm a long time banging the drum of better services for our children. So I'm delighted to see this happening and delighted to see it growing. The first question people are going to ask is, can we have more of it?
Yeah, well, we're constantly growing our service there. So we have quite a big facility there in Clonakilty in West Cork, and we are recruiting at the minute. So our aim is to increase the service provision that we have there in Clonakilty. We're working as quickly and as fastly as we can to grow that service. And like Mary said, we're constantly trying to innovate and find new ways to support parents as well. So the infrastructure is in place for us to do that now as well. So we're constantly working on our plans to grow our service in Clonakilty and nationally as well. So as well as all of our centres around the country, and we're currently working on plans to custom build our own therapy centre and HQ in Kildare as well. Right. So Sensational Kids is always growing. We're never standing still. We're quite an innovative social enterprise, but we're constantly working on our mission, which is to support as many children as possible to provide them with access to services.
Well, not only am I delighted to discover it at last, but I'm also delighted to be able to use the opinion line to let the rest of Cork know about it that don't know about it already. Anybody who does want to contact you, the website is sensationalkids.ie, correct?
Exactly, that's it, yeah. And people, the email address for our centre in Clonakilty and the phone number is on the website there. So literally all parents have to do, PJ, is just pick up the phone and contact us and we'll take it from there.
All right, good to speak with you both, and continued success for Sensational Kids. That's Karen Lee, who is the CEO and the founder, and Mary Lucy, who's a senior occupational therapist and is based at their centre in Clonakilty. I'd love to hear from a family who's benefited from that and oh, that's fantastic.